I'm Maggie. I don't have a farm. I've got this fine radio program here every 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got two fine guests this half hour. We have Brian and Malia, Reisinger, who are both from a family of farmers. Malia leading her family farm today. Brian, a writer. He wrote an incredible book, which you can find anywhere you like to find your favorite reading materials, called Land Rich and Cash Poor, My Family's Hope and the Untold History of the Disappearing American Farmer. Brian, your column in the journal Sentinel, as well as the book, is full of a lot of facts and figures. We know that family farms are far, far fewer than they were even 10 years ago. What impact is this having on Americans' health, on our economics, especially as we look at quite a turbulent economic period today?
You know, you're hitting the nail on the head in terms of the things that you're mentioning there. Not only is it the fact that we lost a sense that there were so many strong, independent women leading the way because our economy, our focus began to shift toward the urban economy. We didn't realize all that trailblazing going on. More broadly, the loss of our farms, 70% of our farms in the past century, has given us a deeply vulnerable food system. So in many ways, our food system is a modern miracle, any type of food, any part of the country, any time of the year. But it also, with fewer farms and with so many other businesses wiped out, they get the food from the farm gate to the dinner table. We have these highly concentrated industries that are very vulnerable to disasters like COVID and bird flu. And so that means that when you have one big distribution center go down, it can weirdly wipe out a lot of supply. It drives the prices up. It also affects the health of our food because we've got highly processed food. So this food system that we have would be so much more affordable, so much healthier, so much more secure if we had more of our family farms thriving rather than struggling in the way that they are. So it affects everybody's American dinner table, whether they have ever set foot in a barn or not. It also contributes to a lot of divides around environment and other issues that we could work together on if we weren't battling over these divides. And so it really has a very broad impact on everybody.
You both are Wisconsinites. Your family farm is here in Wisconsin. And Brian, that last point that you just made, I think is so important. We as Wisconsinites, up until very recent past, were very purple. We understood the importance of family farms. Most of us, if not nearly every single family, did some kind of recreation, got together outside. We really had an investment in our natural resources, both for play and for work. These were points of connection, not separation in our state. I certainly hope that we can get back to it. The other thing that I find so striking about your book and your commentary, Brian, is this. Most people, if they've heard one thing about how to manage their finances for retirement, what the appropriate tactic, if you're going to have one tactic when you're managing your 401k, is diversification. And yet, when it comes to the thing that we need every day, our food supply, we have consolidated and become less and less and less diversified. And certainly the loss of the family farm is an example of that. Malia, I wanted to ask you about your family history. Brian writes extensively, both in his column and his book, about the incredible work of your family, grandparents, great-grandparents, including your grandmother. One story that stuck out to me was great-aunt Helene, who carried an 80-pound bucket of milk frequently from the barn house to the milk house, and was always game for milking cows. Do you feel yourself as sort of the inheritor of this tradition? Or is it more like, I got this to do, I'm getting it done today, and then I got on to my next task, because the business of farming is sun up to sun down with no rest for the weary?
I mean, it is a lot of both. You know, you're outside doing things and you're like definitely thinking about, you know, grandma, great grandma, great aunt Helene. And it's sometimes because of how things have changed. I mean, you do a lot more pencil and paper. You do a lot more on the computer. And, you know, farming isn't all just hard work. It's computer stuff. It's spreadsheets. And especially even with diversifying, it's even more of that, because you want to be more efficient to be able to get everything done. Because even, you know, we have to produce way more than they did 50 years ago to make what we have to make to continue farming.
to get the dollars in the door, you got to produce more to keep that farm going. Listen, we got one of our regular callers on the line, Ollie from the Northwoods. Please say hello to Brian and Malia. Welcome back to the show. Ollie, what would you like to ask or comment you would like to make?
Well, first off, I'd like to say hello to both of them, and I'm so glad to have them on the show today. I think the farming is very important. My mother grew up in a farming family, and she was one of six children whose mother passed away when she was only about 7 years old. So she grew up helping Grandma and Grandpa on the farm, doing just about every chore asked of her. And I realized how hard that was on her. So I'm thrilled to death to speak with them. But I married a husband who, like Malia's town folk, didn't believe girls could do anything. And he was very much into hunting and fishing and didn't think that his two daughters, because he never had sons, would be able to do those things. And
Ollie, we've got to leave it there. I'm sure what she wanted to say is thanks to you, Malia, for carrying on your family's tradition and showing that girls do this work too. Women do this work too. Very briefly, Brian, people want to support local farms. Where should they go to find out more?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of them is down the road. Look around you. There's still a lot of farms in Wisconsin. But you can also go to the Farm Bureau, National Farmers Organization, Wisconsin Farmers Union. There are organizations all across the spectrum that represent all kinds of farms where you can get engaged, better figure out how to buy direct from a farmer and otherwise get involved in agriculture.
We're going to also talk about the Farmer Angel Network tomorrow. Brian, I'm sure you'll come back. Malia, I'd love to powwow with you again. It has been lovely, folks. We're going to come back in just a few moments for more of the Maggie Dawn Show here.